When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, trying to figure out testicle tasting plus today in history.
Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee.
You know,
Josh Arnold is over there.
Jess has a brother named Josh.
I do.
So we'll have conversations about Josh.
Yeah.
And we'll say, you're Josh or my Josh?
You're Josh or my Josh.
And I'll go, my Josh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back,
Jess. We don't have another Tom.
Sit.
I know another Tom. My best friend's married to a Tom.
Oh, that Tom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know him. All right.
Does anyone else know him? I don't. It's a fascinating story.
Great guy. Bald as a cue ball.
The Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, womanned by Jess Hooker.
Yep.
Now, Jess, two things.
Yes.
We were talking about some science stuff because of the sperm count story.
Right.
Some doctors are saying that fish oil will help your sperm count. I'm not a doctor.
And
I have no idea this is true.
Crazy.
And then you mentioned something you'd read on Reddit. Which is not necessarily reliable.
Don't say Reddit stepped into
something. Well, here, I'm going to tell you what else it's on, but I didn't know if I knew you wouldn't think it was credible either. But a lot of people are trying it on TikTok.
Huh.
So you can watch videos of guys.
Let me tell you something.
Dipping their.
Listen to me.
Things.
This is what's going to happen because it happened to me. You hear about TikTok. Next thing you download it and you start looking. Next thing you know, it's 4 days later because you've been watching TikTok. You know,
well, what she read on Reddit, as I understand it, is you're stating that apparently the human male's testicles,
right,
can detect taste.
Yes.
Not someone tasting testicles.
No.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yes. Right. One could teabag a bowl of, say, soy sauce
right,
and know what it is your contention.
Right.
I could imagine it might be able to detect certain things like, say, wasabi.
Right.
Yeah, maybe there's a sting.
A tingling.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now Dean has joined us in the studio. Do we have any soy sauce?
Well, that's the thing. We don't. So we're trying to figure out if we should have Mark go get some.
Or, what does Mark have? What is that? Is that Worcestershire?
Oh, there is some soy.
Well, no, we've got.
Oh, teriyaki.
We've got low sodium teriyaki.
Okay.
Worcestershire.
This is all from our break room is like a small kitchen. It's got everything.
It literally is a small kitchen.
You ever notice the refrigerator, the oven?
No,
the blender.
There's no oven. Oh, the microwave. There's not an oven.
We have
a lot of different Joey Chestnut flavors.
Okay. Joey Chestnut sauce.
My contention would be unless you can do this without
needs to be
the odor. Yeah, if you could probably smell the Worcestershire.
Well, that
identify the
Will that enter into tasting? I don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah your scent does.
Smell is a very important component of taste.
What if it smells really bad? You don't want to taste it.
Well, that's.
What is wrong with you?
This would be a vulgar sexual reference. He's implying that the woman he's with has poor wiping habits.
Is that what he's implying, Tom?
No, boy, didn't.
That's why he looked at me instead of
you. That. But sometimes it tastes good.
Anyway, so you got mustard over there, Dean?
We got mustard. We've got.
I think my nuts are going to be able to detect based on the viscosity.
No.
I'll be able to tell mustard between soy sauce.
So I have a question for you.
Well, sure. Now,
clearly, it would not be a proper test if you were the one to put it in a bowl and apply it. So you're going to have someone in there.
You know, that
secretly.
Skin, there's no other skin on your body like the skin that's at the bottom of that bag.
You ever cut it?
Oh, yes.
You can cut it with a trimmer.
Yeah,
you sure can.
Yeah.
I've done it.
That'll bleed for a while.
So
bleeds like a ball.
Dean, are you going to curate this test? Are you going to go in the men's room and
I'll pour some junk in a bowl.
We're going to have to blindfold Josh, I think.
Well, why don't I just look up?
So now, What?
I'll just keep looking at the ceiling.
You can navigate.
He's not going to cheat.
No,
I like the science.
So you're going to go Porky Piggott in the bathroom, take your pants off, and then open the door, and Dean is going to hand you a bowl.
Clip your nose.
You're going to hold your hog up and dunk your nose. Is that what you're doing?
This is not a square. Hold your hog and dunk your nut.
Grab
your hog and dunk your nut.
Grab your hog and get your
network. Do-si-do.
Is that what you're going to do?
The only thing is, we don't have the items that apparently be tasted.
And that's my question.
Orange juice and the, is it umami? The ingredient in soy sauce that you can taste the best.
Right.
Orange juice.
I think this will be a waste because I don't think my balls will be able to taste any of this.
Worcestershire. Let's get some soy sauce and some orange juice and see what happens. Those are two very different flavors.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Will any of this stuff stain?
No. Yeah, no.
How
no.
are you going to get it off your nose?
If you're sucking...
Wipe it up. What?
If your sack is stained, nobody's going to see it.
Well,
I mean,
nobody?
Well, I don't
Ouch.
Know.
Ouch.
You don't know.
Sorry,
it might be really inspected before...
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it seems like the teriyaki...
Would be the closest?
Would be...
Yeah, I think the teriyaki would be...
Let me smell it.
Well, and let me point out, Josh, just to... alleviate your worries.
Yeah.
We'll warm that up first.
Oh, yeah,
that is ice cold.
It is.
Now, I have a scientist weighing in here.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says
bologna.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Oh, now I got to dip it in bologna.
He doesn't buy this.
Yeah, there's no. I am convinced there's no way.
No. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. It's nothing.
But again, this is on Reddit, and you know these are the same people that bring you things like steaming the female genitalia and all kinds of other.
That's why I don't believe it. Show it to me on Wikipedia, and maybe.
No, that's a big maybe.
The fad seems to have erupted as a late reaction to a serious work of molecular biology.
Hmm.
In 2013, a report was published entitled Taste Perception from the Tongue to the Testes.
From the window! To the wall!
So, there's
soy sauce run down my back.
What is that?
All them females crawl.
It's a Little John song.
That's the radio edit.
Okay, I see. Okay. So have you determined how you're going to do this test?
Oh, we are going to do it?
Doing it.
So
you know what? I trust you to do it the entire process by yourself and give us accurate results.
Yeah. All right. So clip right. my nose.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do, just have the bowls in the bath, wherever, in the room that I'm going to do them. And I will not look at the bowls. I will just feel my way to them.
That's right.
And dunk. Yeah. And
now, then we have to add the component of miking you.
Oh, do you?
You can call from your phone. Put your phone on speaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set it up in there.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Right.
Okay. Well.
Would you help your buddy if he needs help in there? Will you go in there and help him?
You know what? Yes, I will.
Are you guys that close that you could see each other nude and not care?
Well,
I'd care.
I think I'd care.
Yeah, particularly if you were larger.
There'd be some measuring going on, I would think.
This will help.
I'd just pull half out to win. And
then...
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your testicular taste.
Oh, you're the one.
Boy, what would they come up with next, you know?
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it might explain why all these years we prefer to put the popcorn bucket twixt our legs at the movies, you know. Maybe that's why we've enjoyed it so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's finally solved the puzzle for us. And that popcorn trick's going to benefit two people, not just one now when you think about it.
Good point.
Not to mention, I don't know if you're into the Kama Sutra, but I just told Big D now, if she can get off that heating pad and try the first cowgirl, thanks to testicular taste buds, she can enjoy cornerlingus at the same time.
All right.
Yeah. What kind of lingus?
It's hard to believe that Carmella Harris is out of the race. Well,
Kamala, yes. Yeah.
Good night.
So like I said before, the T1R and the T2R are the protein receptors that are found not only in your testes, but also the bladder, the pancreas, the brain, the liver, and parts of the respiratory system.
So if I cut my head open and dunk it in some soy sauce, my brain will taste it. My brain can taste it. I'll be damned. We need dry
land. There are no nerves connecting the... receptors there.
Right.
No, there's
right.
not.
There's
so
no, you can't taste it.
No, but it's well, there's a recognizable taste sensation.
Maybe.
Okay?
Maybe.
It's a taste sensation.
Now it sounds like a commercial.
Yeah. It's tasting
it's
on.
A taste sensation.
Our body is tasting it on a level that we really don't comprehend or understand yet. Maybe as we evolve. Never mind.
And I asked this earlier. What would the evolutionary benefit be to being able to taste with one's testicles?
Well, in the future, when we're all communicating telepathically, we won't use our mouths. We'll eat with our penises.
So there you go. Our mouths will be sort of sewn shut via evolution.
I'd like to sew some mouths shut right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in the room mostly. Okay, so let's, Josh, are you ready to go do this?
Yeah, what do you want to do, Dean? Just leave a couple bowls in the in my office on my desk.
Oh, there you go.
You're gonna whip it out in your office.
And
in your office?
That's the right
height.
Well,
I've done it before.
Yeah. Why do you think there's a squeegee in there?
Why don't we give us a few minutes? We'll set up a little thing in the bathroom, and that way you can wash
okay,
up.
Okay, all right.
I think that's
around. Oh, you're right. Yeah,
that's the legal place to do it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, just let
there's
me know.
Nothing legal about this.
No, God no.
There's my balls do get a little shy. The cremaster muscle tends to...
The what?
What is it called?
That's the muscle that controls your
What's
scrotum. Cremaster.
Oh, he plays for the Raiders.
Is that like the woman's Kegel?
Well, you know how they can either hang or they can get sucked up into the body cavity.
Right.
I get a little shy, so hopefully they don't get
those
too...
When they get very cold, that happens.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
you're going to have to take a bowl to testicles, not testicles to bowl.
Exactly. I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good point.
So glad I brought this up.
Well, yeah. You're the one. Okay. Well. In the meantime, we have another exercise to get to.
Testicle tasting.
Perhaps we should do a little bit of since we're doing kind of a scientific hunk. Perhaps today in history would be useful.
Okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Good.
Time now for Today in History with Jess Hooker. This has been Chick McGee speaking.
Thank you, Chick.
About Today in History.
Today in History.
Today. January 20th. 1-20-2020.
Oh,
did I just blow your mind?
Okay. Today in 1971, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye was released.
Great song.
That is a great song.
It is a good song.
The way it starts, bang, on that sexual healing. Never mind.
And as Tim Wilson once said, Marvin Gaye, the only guy that could write a protest song that was also a panty drop.
Yes.
But which song is better, that by Marvin Gaye or?
Yeah.
Answer it.
Steve White.
It's almost like they're two different media.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Today, also in 1971, John Lennon meets Yoko Ono's parents.
Oh, nice.
How do you think that went?
Uno and Duo. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad.
Yeah, is that right?
Uno, Ono, and Duo.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And on this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off of a bat on stage in Des Moines, Iowa.
Did that happen, or was it a pigeon, or was it a dove, or was it a bat?
On stage, yeah.
Dead bat?
He did the dove in the conference room.
The dove thing was in a conference room at a record label or
this
something.
This really happened.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal at the time, I remember.
Well,
he had people, to get rabies shots.
PETA would lose their minds today.
So someone threw the dead bat up on stage. Is that what happened?
It's all about the music.
Boy, how about that?
All about the music.
It is good music.
Come on.
This is icing
Stop
on the cake.
It. He
Stop
didn't really need to bite the bat off.
No, he didn't, but why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody throws a bat.
What else happened on this date in history?
Today in 2008, Breaking Bad premieres on AMC.
Huh. Terrible show, never interesting, not entertaining.
No one watched it.
A lot of guys shave their heads and grew goatees.
Yes. Man, I love it.
I am the one who knocks.
Who would have thought the dad from Malcolm in the Middle?
Right. That's
I
true.
Loved him back then.
I'm just saying you wouldn't if you were Tim Watley from
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was on Seinfeld. Was Tim Doctor.
Oh, that's right. He was.
He was the dentist, Tim Watley. Fell in love with Elaine.
Which guy is he?
Bryan Cranston.
Walter White.
Oh, I didn't realize he played
Ugly. Same guy, same dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
I didn't see that on Seinfeld, but it's great. The guy, maybe it's a spoiler, I don't know. Never mind.
Okay, yeah.
The very fine actor who plays Jimmy in Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, yeah. He currently shows up in a very, very popular movie.
Okay.
It's kind of a surprise. You'll see him soon if you go.
Okay. How about some birthdays?
Sure.
Our friend Buzz Aldrin. Is he our friend?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
He's everyone's friend.
Not my friend. He's a lunatic.
Oh, no, I can't wait
until he punches you in the mouth.
He's punching people for no reason.
I don't know if it's for no reason.
You would never use physical force. Come on.
Some guy goes, you fake going to the moon, and he punched the guy in the face. Good for him.
He's one of my favorite Twitter follows, for sure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, The Onion says that there's the real Buzz Aldrin. is still on the moon.
I see.
Trying to signal to have them come get him.
David Lynch was born today in 1946.
Probably somewhere having a damn fine cup of coffee.
Oh, man. Twin Peaks, huh? I wish it would have. I had no idea what was going on, but I watched it every week.
I love it. Yep.
He's a pie guy, not a cake guy, by the way.
He sure is a pie guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good cup of coffee and a pie.
Pie. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Who else?
Paul Stanley celebrates a birthday today.
Ace.
You know, the Stanley Steamer magnate.
How old's Paul?
70? 72? 73? 89?
Oh, here he is. 68.
Do you think he has a move in the bedroom called the Stanley Steamer?
Oh.
Once.
Yeah.
One time.
You don't get
a second date.
You do the lick old Stanley. It up. Stanley. Lick it up.
Stanley Steamer.
That's Paul Stanley singing.
Bill Maher has a birthday today.
I like Bill Maher. Funny. And you know what? He never lets politics get into his ass.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't it refreshing?
It is.
Yeah.
So,
and he doesn't have a messiah complex. He's refreshing to watch. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Oh, Rainn Wilson was born in 1966 today.
Dwight Schrute.
I love him.
Arthur from 6 Feet Under.
Has a great book. Yeah. Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah, quarterback.
Born today in 1989. There's a quarterback that was born in 1989.
Gotcha. Gosh. That's right, Grandma.
I know.
Fools rushing.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay, anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh, are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.